Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's time for my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, the cheater accused me of cheating.
Imagine that.
Yeah, we'll get into it in just a bit, because right now it is time for you, nephew, to give us today's prank phone call. What you got for us?
I'm going to be as stupid as I can. Okay. The stupid Rolodex, trying to figure out what stupid I want to be. Hold on here.
They all there.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you don't have to search too long.
But it's degrees of it, though, you know, because degrees of it. So you got to figure out which, you know, how.
Well, we only know one, so.
Okay. here we go. This is high profile stupid right here. Calvin done lost his mind. Calvin done lost his mind. Catdog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Bree, please. Hi, Bree. This is Officer from the Dallas Police Department.
Yes.
Okay. Wanted to give you a call, ma'am. We have your husband, Mr. Calvin.
Uh-huh.
Is there any way you can actually come down to the police station today?
Are you sure it's my husband, Calvin?
Is he Calvin?
Yes, that's my husband.
Okay. We have Calvin. He's been picked up for a Class C misdemeanor. And I wanted to see if you're able to pick him up. We're not going to press charges. There is a $250 fine that needs to be paid, but I'm giving you a call. He asked me to call his wife to see if you would actually come and pick him up.
So is a $250 fine due as soon as I get there?
Yes, we do need the $250 fine.
Oh, okay, Lord, because I don't have it. I'm going to call his mom and get it. But what is he there for?
He was indecent exposure, ma'am. He was in a park. Are you familiar with Lakeside Park?
Yeah.
Okay, he was out at Lakeside Park, and he was indecent exposure. He had no clothes on. He was with another person, another female out there, and they had no clothes on.
Wait a minute. Hold the hell up. You are making a big mistake, because Calvin is supposed to be at work. That's where the hell Calvin's supposed to be. Not at a park. So you saying that you saw him? Were you the detective that caught him?
It's not a detective. There was actually a police officer, ma'am, that actually brought them in. They both were brought in here about 2 hours ago. He's been processed. He has been processed, but we need somebody to actually come pick him up now.
Okay, just get, Okay, well, tell me, who is the female? What's the female name? Did y'all arrest her too? Did she die with him?
She has been arrested. She's actually on the other side of the jail. She's on the women's side.
Okay, can you give me her name?
I do not have her name in front of me. I will be able to have that a little later. But right now, I think more importantly, he's actually sitting in a holding tank with no clothes on.
Wait a minute. I mean, Calvin done lost his goddamn mind. I'm not coming to pick him up for no shit. Let me tell you what you need to be telling Calvin. You need to tell Calvin that he need to come up with $250 to get his up and just got himself in, and then he need to come up with some more money to pay for this divorce, because I'm handing him these papers. And you tell him, yeah, I'll do it for him. I'm going to call his mama, and she can come get his. I know well Calvin have his fat no walk his clothes down. Now, where he get this old freaky from? If I was flying and got to see that, you know that's what they taking now. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to call his mama, and I'm going to tell. She ain't going to believe me, because I wanted to bring her down. She always on his side, you see. She always on his side. So I want to take her on up there and see her son with his head up there naked, and then she let him explain that. Yeah, but you got to tell him, you tell Calvin, you make sure you tell him that I said that he get himself out of this situation, I'm not coming to get his, and he ain't bringing his back here. Let him bring his back up here if he wants to.
Okay, Miss Bree?
Yes.
All right, I just got some paperwork in here about who the actual female he was arrested with. She was also out there at Lakeside Park. And let's see here. It seems like we got a Miss Francis.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it. And I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024.
and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Francis, Francis.
Francis, you sure you found a Francis out there naked?
Yes, ma'am. Are you? I'm sorry. Do you know a Francis?
Yes, I know Francis. That's my sister.
Okay. Well, can I say something else about your sister? Can I tell you this?
Go ahead.
Francis has got me to prank phone call you, baby. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Bree, you just got pranked by your sister Francis.
Oh, Lord Jesus, if I tell you what I just have done on this phone, I can't tell you the way you're going. Goodbye, Francis. I was getting ready to come up there and knock all four eyes out, and I know damn well Kevin wasn't up there naked. I mean, he's not doing it like that. I mean, they don't even really get along. I mean, I'm like, is that what that's all about, really? Excuse me, I ain't got time for all this. I'm gonna get Francis. Thank you though.
Hey, can I ask you something, Bree, baby? What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. How about this for a surprise, Francis? If you listen, I'm going to whoop your ass, okay?
All right. I think everybody ought to be standing up and clapping right now. Everybody ought to
like
be standing up.
Like at the Oscars.
Yeah. You want some Inspector Gadget stuff right now. You understand? You
about me and mine.
About me and mine.
Yeah.
I love
it. All right, it's going down. April Fool's. It is April Fool's Comedy Jam number 6. This is the number 6 one. You got Junior Killboy in the building. Dominique will be in the building. Rodney Perry. It is hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. And the legendary queen of comedy, Miss Monique, with the grace on the stage. This is the April Fool's Comedy Jam number 6, Dallas, Texas, at the Texas Trust. All right, tickets on sale right now. April 15th, Bowling Green, Kentucky. I've never been there before. It is Life Jennings. Life Jennings and the Nephew. That's right. That's love and laugh and laugh and love. All that right there. Southern Kentucky Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale right now. All right, April 1st and then April 15th. And there you have it. Stupid is moving around the country. Back up. Voice working. All that. Won't he do it?
Okay.
Won't he will.
Yeah. Why you switch your voice when you said Bowling Green, Kentucky?
Bowling Green. I've never been down there, Junior, to Bowling Green, Kentucky. It just feel like you got to say it that way. Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Don't worry about it. That's how they going to say it. They'll fix it.
All right, Bowling Nephew, you looking forward to getting back out there, huh?
I am back out there. I'm glad. I'm blessed, man. My God, I'm blessed. When I look back, oh, my God.
When you look back over your life, you got a testimony like this.
I got a shown up testimony.
Yes,
soul looks back and wonder how I got over.
All right,
yes, sir.
Over.
Uh-huh.
Over.
Let him use you.
Soul looks
you
back
know.
And
you never
wonder
know.
How I got over.
On this show. Now it's the chorus.
Soul looks back and wonder how I got over.
Let church thing.
Amen.
The second part of that word is a whole word by itself.
Yeah. You better over. You better over up in here.
All those syllables.
He made the two words stop.
two different words. It's O and then V.
But it's amazing, though, the songs that pop up in different situations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is amazing.
Timeless. They classic.
I grew up in a great era, man, that knew it. Look at Junior. He don't know what that is.
I had no clue. I have no idea.
All right. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject, the cheater accused me of cheating. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.